Hey, you. Yeah, you. Get over here. We need to talk. What about? You know what about. It's about the way you look at me. Don't think I haven't noticed. You think you're being subtle and sly, but you're not. I can tell. Everyone can tell. It's getting embarrassing. They can smell it on you. You're like a bitch in heat, standing there, panting, following me around. Yeah, I'm mad at you, because you've been wasting my time with this shit, pining for me, being coy about it, instead of just coming up and saying something. You wanted me, and all you had to do was ask. You know, it's been 3 months since I dated anybody. I know you know, because that's when your puppy dog act started. You had 3 months, and you blew it. 3 months. That's a lot of frustration that I need to work through. All you had to do was tell me that you were into me. But no. Instead, I have to tell you that you're into me. How pathetic is that? How pathetic are you? Why am I being mean to you? Are you really that stupid? I'm being mean to you because you pissed me off. I'm being mean to you because instead of wasting all of that time, we could have been getting to know each other. I'm being mean to you because you deserve it. I'm being mean to you because you like it. Because it makes you wet. I'm being mean to you because it makes me wet. So here's the deal. You were afraid to ask for what you wanted. You made me guess at it. It wasn't hard, like I said. Still pissed me off. But I guess that must be the way you want it. You want me to tell you what you want. So that's the way it's gonna be. I'm gonna tell you what you want. And if it pleases me, then I'm gonna give it to you. For example, right now, you wanna taste my mouth. That's nice, but a little too vanilla. Speaking of, if anything is too much for you, something you don't want to do, you just say the word vanilla, okay? Too obvious? Okay, what word would you like? What works best for you? Okay. First things first. You want me to teach you a lesson. I thought so, but I need to hear you say it. Say, teach me a lesson. Again, a little louder this time. Beg me for it. God, you sound like a slut when you beg like that. Are you a slut? Are you my slut? All mine? And should I teach my slut a lesson? I need to hear you say it. Just like that. Teach your slut a lesson. Good girl. But I'm not convinced. You know what the problem is? Is that sluts usually beg on their knees. Wow. No need to tell you twice. Look up at me with those eyes. Those big, round eyes. Now I want to hear you whimper. I want to hear just how desperate you are for me to teach you that lesson. And you are desperate, aren't you? It's not just something you want. It's something you need. Something you've needed for all those weeks and months of batting those pretty eyes at me, pouting at me with that big mouth. Beg for it. Whine for it. Grovel for it. On the floor. Lower. Lower. You want to be on the floor, looking up at me with those big round eyes. You want to rub your pretty little face on my black leather boots. Not your tongue, Jesus, did I say to lick them? And no, I didn't. I got plans for that tongue, honey, and I know where those shoes have been today. I don't want any of that up in my business, okay? What? Oh, you like shoes. Just shoes? Or are you also into feet? You want to lick my feet clean with your filthy mouth? That's what it's good for? Wow. Yeah, we are going to get along real well. No, that's not a problem. I can work with that. Boy, oh boy, I can definitely work with that. But something for next time. Okay? Like I said, these shoes have been places. And spoiler alert, I'm kind of looking forward to you eating me out. Something I haven't had in months. And like, I want it bad. But not bad enough where I want to risk getting an infection or something. No, don't apologize. If you're into it, I'm into it. Hey, how about tomorrow night? I'll set you loose in my shoe closet. And then I'm going to gag you with my foot. Just ram those toes right inside that big mouth. Yeah, I thought you might like that. And now I'm going to pull you by your hair, if that's okay. Great. I don't remember telling you that you wanted to lick my shoes. And you only want things that I tell you that you want. Do you understand? And if I think you deserve them, then I'll give them to you. Because I am a nice and giving person. Like right now, you want to be kissed. But I'm not going to kiss you, you filthy girl. Not after your fucking tongue was slobbering all over my boots. Filthy mouth for a filthy girl. Is the rest of you as filthy as your mouth? I bet it is. Prove it. Show me. You wanna show me. Pull them down to your ankles and leave them there. Lift up your skirt. Where did you get it, by the way? It's really pretty. Cool. Thanks. And now, lift it up. Ah, fuck. That's what I call a bush. That's what I like to see. Is it wet for me? Oh, wow. You are a filthy girl. A filthy, greasy cunt for a filthy, greasy girl. You like the way I rub your hot little clit? Yeah? Oh, that's too bad. Lick these fingers clean with your filthy tongue, slut. That's it, yeah. No, I'm not going to rub it. Oh, I know you want it. I know you need it more than you've needed anything in your whole life. If you want someone to rub your clit so bad, do it yourself. Give me a show. You want to put on a show for me. That's it. I'm back on the floor. I'm back on the dirty floor. But listen, you cannot come. Don't you fucking dare come. If you even think about coming, I am going to put you through hell. If you think I was being mean before, you have no idea. Do not fucking test me. Now, play with that pussy for me, baby. Yeah. Yeah, rub it. Little circles. Rub that little clit. That hot little clit. Yes, buck those hips. Remember, you're not playing with your pussy for you. You're playing with it for me. To give me a show. Yes. Squirm. Squirm for me. But Don't come. Don't you dare come. You want your neck kissed. While you rub that pussy for me, I'll kiss that neck. Oh, God, you have such a pretty throat. I'm gonna wrap my hand around it. Gonna choke you a little. Just a little bit. Because you want it. You want me to choke you. Sure. Safe word. Choking's not your thing? Got it. And now, hey, hun, don't apologize. I don't want to do anything that you don't want me to, okay? You got limits. I got limits. That's the whole point of the safe word. Do you want to stop? It's okay if you do. We can just get a bite to eat, talk a little. You want me to keep going? Okay. Sure. Well, we're having a little time out. Is this okay for you so far? I'm not being too mean, am I? I'm not being mean enough? Oh, you mouthy little bitch. Is that mean enough for you? No. What was that? What was that? Say it again. I thought you were a dom. Guess I was wrong. Okay, honey. I'll show you what mean is. Give me that hair. Does it hurt when I pull it back like that? Good. It's supposed to. Let's pull back your head so I can look down at your pretty face. Such a pretty face. You want to know a secret? This face of yours, it's a toy. Something for me to use. For my pleasure. That's all it's good for. And like all toys, before you use it, it helps to lube it up. So let me lick that face. Yeah, that's nice. Let me spit on it too. Yeah, that's it. Your face is nice and wet and lubed up for me to use. So I can rub it on my pussy. So I can give you what you want. You want me to use your face like it's a fucking inanimate object. Ugh. Don't move. Toys, do not move. Do not lick. Do not think. Toys don't think. They just get used. Just let me use you. Ugh, fuck, that's so hot. Ugh. Here's a towel. Wipe off your face and then come over here to the bed. Get on the floor and eat me. You want the mess to stay on your face? God, you are a keeper. You didn't mind that, did you? I mean, no, it doesn't really do much for me physically, rubbing your face in it, but psychologically, it was really fucking hot. Yeah, I agree. I do think we click really well together. And now, honey, sweetheart, shut your fucking slut mouth and lick me, because that is what you want more than anything in the world. You want to get me off. Ah, yes. Right there. Right there. Oh, God. Where is that finger going? Oh, you are a filthy girl. That's it. Play with my tight little asshole. Keep your tongue on my fucking clit. You like eating me? Fuck. You're moaning louder than I am. You're just a worthless little fucking toy. You just want me to use you, don't you? You just love to be used, you worthless little slut. Oh, fuck. I'm gonna come now. I'm gonna come all over your wet, messy, pretty little slut face. Because that's what it's for. So, he gave you what you wanted. You wanted my cum on your face, and I gave it to you. You're satisfied. There's nothing else in the world that you want. You don't even want to come yourself. All you wanted was to make me come. You greedy little bitch. Get up here. You got what you wanted, so you think we're done? Get those clothes off. All of them. Now. Oh. Am I being too rough, getting my hands all over your tits and ass? I don't fucking care. How fucking dare you? How thoughtless and selfish are you? You got my cum, but you never thought that maybe I might want yours? Give me that fucking pussy. You never thought maybe I wanted to put my finger in your ass? The fucking nerve. You're going to come for me, and you're going to wail like a fucking banshee when you do it. Do you understand me? I've given you what you wanted, and now you're going to give me what I want. And I want you to come. I want your come, and I want it on the count of five. One. Two. Three. You taste so good, babe. Not yet. Four. Five. How's that, hun? And now come over here, baby. Spoony spoon spoon. Let me get my arms around you. That was fun. Was it fun for you? Yeah? You know, we could have been doing this stuff for weeks now. For months. I'm still a little mad at you. You really should have told me you were into me. Okay, that's fair. I should have told you I was into you. Yes, I'm into you. You're one of the coolest people I know. You know me well enough to know that I'm not going to say shit just to be nice to people. You're just rad as hell. You're funny and sweet and clearly a pervert. What's not to dig? And I can be myself around you. I mean, this whole thing that we just did. I usually don't show that side of myself that quick with somebody. And I definitely don't get anywhere near that mean. But it just felt right with you. I mean, it helped that you smell like a sub from a mile away. But it was more than that. A big part of what made things blow up with the last relationship was that I couldn't be me, and she just couldn't be her. Exactly. I'm glad you feel that way. You gotta talk to me, though, okay? I'm not gonna judge you, just like you aren't gonna judge me. Yeah, you can write it down if that works for you. No, I don't think that's dumb at all. I think it's kind of cute. I think you're kind of cute. This is the start of something good. But I am going to fucking terrorize you tomorrow night.